December the 5th, only six games. The first game, though, should be a very, very tasty one. Let's get into all action. This is the Sunday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. Please go and find us and subscribe to us and download episodes. And stick that thumb up if that's an option for you. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Six games. First game tips off in probably 40 minutes. Lineups lock in 23 minutes on Fantrax. 27 minutes, something on Yahoo. And I have no idea about ESPN. Probably the same as Yahoo. Let's get into the first game. I said very tasty matchup here, Boston at OKC. Both teams, well, I mean, we know Chet is out, but both teams relatively healthy. Jaylen Brown is playing. Kristaps Porzingis is playing. So while it should be a very good game to watch, in terms of streaming on the Boston side, going to be tricky with everyone available. Sam Hauser's probably the only one who could have some value if you need threes. And maybe Al Horford. He typically hasn't been that good when coming off the bench. But only six games, so you might have a couple of spots tonight. For the Thunder, again, relatively healthy. So we look at Lu Dort, we look at Kayson Wallace, and we look at Isaiah Joe. And Aaron Wiggins, who's been playing arguably the best of those four lately, Kayson Wallace continues to get steals, so he is a specialist in that regard. Isaiah Joe, likewise, a specialist, but for threes. Wiggins does a little bit more, and Dort is sort of threes and steals, but the percentages can be pretty wacky. But as always, he's an option. Pelicans at Washington. Fix that screen up there. Pelicans are starting to get healthy. We're still no Zion, still no Brandon Ingram. I do think Zion is probably back this week, this upcoming week, which will impact things. But until then, we keep rolling with the same logic that we've had the last week or so. Miesi, he is cooled off. I don't know if that's the right phrase, but he's still worth holding. Miesi has been decent enough. Jadonte Murray is questionable tonight. He's sort of the only one we're monitoring because if he is out, they could go a few different ways. They can put the ball in CJ's hand. They could bring Jordan Hawkins in. Brandon Boston has handled the ball a little bit this season. Alvarado is technically a point guard. So I think they probably all get a bump. If I had to pick one, it would probably be Alvarado, assuming they're happy to push him into larger minutes. He is coming back off a fairly significant injury absence as well. So if we were assured he was going to play or start and play big minutes, I'd go with Jose Alvarado. It could be Boston. I don't know. It's a tough one. Let's see if DeJounte is out. And look, honestly, I don't think we're going to know in the next 20 minutes anyway. So if you don't pick someone up, I'm pretty sure that's the settings in Yahoo as well. I mean, Yahoo leaves. I should know that. That you can't pick up players once the opening game has tipped off. So we're probably not going to know anyway. If you wanted to take a flyer, it would probably be Alvarado for me. For Washington, Jordan Poole is out again with the hip. This feels like a bit of an ongoing thing, or almost an excuse just to give him nights off from time to time. Bilal Coulibaly also questionable. So Malcolm Brogdon will likely just slide straight into the starting lineup. When anyone misses time, Champagne gets a few more minutes. So deeper leagues, maybe back end of 12s, he is okay. Kyle Kuzma, monitoring his minutes. He's rostered. I haven't really seen him available anywhere. Hasn't been tremendous since returning. And honestly, I don't think he wants to be there. So we hold him and probably hope for a trade at this point. Valanciunas, he has been hovering around that 20-minute mark. If he hits 20 to 22, he's an add or a pickup or a hold. If he does drop back down, if we wanted to pick it apart, there's probably a slight trend towards him moving under 20 minutes. He was up at around 22, 23. I think the last game was bang on 20. So we will see. We know when to roster him. We know when not to roster him. Charlotte at Cleveland. Still no word on the Charlotte guys, I don't think. Let me have a look. Nope. So we are still waiting on news regarding LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller. And again, this has happened enough that we know the drill here. LaMelo is out. Vasily Micic. If Brandon Miller is out, Cody Martin, they're probably the two we're looking at for streaming purposes. And Josh Green, he's always on the list, but not super exciting. And for the Cavs, they continue to be healthy. They should win this one relatively comfortably, you would think. So LeVert and Struess are both on that radar, for streaming purposes. Even more so if it does end up being a blowout. Utah at Orlando. So a couple of injury updates here. John Collins is out. Now, this is for personal reasons, so I'm not sure whether that's birth of a child, family, death in the family, could be anything else. I haven't seen, although I did just wake up. So he is out for personal reasons. Lauri Markkanen is out. Jordan Clarkson, surprise, surprise, is out. Keontae George is questionable, so we could get a lot of Colin Sexton here. Sensabaugh, we talked about him on the post-game show. He was very good yesterday. I don't see that repeating, but obviously with Markkanen out and with Collins out, Sensabaugh is probably someone we want to add in most spots. More so him than Johnny Juzang or Micah Potter. Potter's been very up and down. He's in and out of the rotation. He has looked pretty good when playing minutes. So if you want to take a risk on him, we don't know. He could get 12 minutes. He could get 28 minutes. Isaiah Collier is interesting if Keontae is out, because it really leaves them very thin in the backcourt. They have Colin Sexton and Collier is just going to have to play. And we know when he plays, he can get defensive stats and maybe you catch him on a good offensive night. For the Magic, Gary Harris out. He's just going to be out for a lot. I think he always is. Jalen Suggs also out with his back injury. We still don't have word on that, I don't think. Nothing that I've seen. So Anthony Black, if he plays, is someone we want to roster. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope should be rostered. Tristan Da Silva should be rostered. He has been hit or miss, but he should be rostered at the moment. Cole Anthony, probably roster him as well, I think, especially if Anthony Black is out. And Jonathan Isaac, they're obviously not comfortable pushing him beyond the 18 minutes, so makes him pretty risky. He's really just a specialist tonight. The Lakers will head to Houston. For the Lakers, Anthony Davis probable, LeBron James probable. We know the drill here. Rui Hachimura, we're not really holding him anywhere at this point, I don't think. Max Christie, we should be. Finney Smith, no. Connect, no. Milton, no. yeah, with Reeves, James and Davis all healthy, not a lot to go around there. For the Rockets, I mean, Thompson will return from his suspension. Jeff Green started in that last game. Now, that was without Amin Thompson, so no word yet on whether they stick with Jeff Green there or bring Amin in. I wouldn't be surprised if Amin starts here, only because the Lakers are not massive. So LeBron is technically their power forward, but doesn't play like a typical power forward. So they're not sizable like some other teams. So they could get away with Amin here and just sort of play him as a makeshift four, a little bit like a LeBron James. So someone who can handle the ball a bit. Obviously doesn't have that offensive upside of LeBron, but either way, Amin Thompson is a must roster player and should play starter level minutes. Cam Whitmore is probably an add in most spots, I think. He's been a little bit underwhelming, but the minutes are going to be there, or it would make sense for the minutes to be there. So I still think Whitmore is someone we're rostering. And Sacramento heading to Golden State for the final game of the night. Keegan Murray probable to return. This would be the situation where we look at what do they do with Keon Ellis, but De'Aaron Fox is unlikely to play tonight, so Keon Ellis should just remain in the starting lineup and play starters minutes. So he should be held. I'm assuming he has been picked up everywhere. So he should be held. Keegan Murray could be, I mean, with Keon Ellis there, it does mean that Keegan Murray slides up in the offensive pecking order. So keep an eye on what he can do tonight. And then we worry about what it looks like when Fox returns. Trey Lyles has been a pretty good streamer over the last week or two. Kevin Huerter, have to be pretty desperate, I think. But obviously without Fox, they will need a little bit more from Kevin Huerter.
Excuse me.
The early mornings. In the holidays as well. For the Warriors, Steph Curry, probable to return. They're just going to manage him, it appears. Jonathan Kuminga, I didn't see a specific update on him. So at this point, we know it's a significant sprain. We don't know how long. And I talked about this on the show yesterday that I would think we're probably looking at 3 weeks up to six, but we wait and see. But he's definitely out tonight. So Dennis Schroeder will have to do a bit more because they just need people to score. So Schroeder he's probably moved back into hold territory. Kyle Anderson will have to do more. We know he doesn't score a lot, but he can get you some assists and some defensive stuff. Buddy Hield, an opportunity for him here to step up a little bit and try and hit some threes for us. So take a bit of a flyer on him. And maybe he can get going again. And then lesser extent, Lindy Waters, Moses Moody, those guys, but they're not super interesting. All right, a few quick questions before I head to the office. How do we see the future to know what De Silva will do tonight? Between him and Keon, but yes, you would lose if you take 0 points from De Silva. I mean, it's hard. It is a favourable matchup. So they're against Utah, who don't have Lauri Markkanen. They don't have Jordan Clarkson. They may not have Keontae George. So it is a favourable matchup for De Silva. It's hard to know based on looking at his previous 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something. I'll just pull up his box scores here. Yes, so he's had 25-0, 21-0, 18-18, 8, 15-20. You could argue, he had a zero against Detroit. Keon Ellis, for me, is safer, obviously, because he's going to play starters minutes. yeah, based on that game log, due for a zero if we follow the pattern. They don't have Jalen Suggs, so they have had Suggs in those other games. So that is a point of difference. Yeah, I don't know. If I think De Silva probably has slightly more upside here, just if we look at what he can do across the board. But Keon Ellis is safer because he's going to start and play 30-plus minutes both nights. And he does have the defensive floor. Not to say De Silva is a terrible defender, but he's not as good. What would I do if I had to pick? I would probably take a chance on De Silva. That would be me. Do we see Carl Anthony? Did I see the Carl Anthony Towns update? I did not. I'm assuming the fact that I haven't seen it, it's indicating that there's nothing bad, but I will have a quick look. And while I look, let's have a look at the next question. Do I think Amen Thompson will be top 50 in points leagues this year? I think he could be. Yes, I do. Rest of season for points leagues, D'Lo or Josh Giddey? I think Josh Giddey is probably a bit safer, especially with the D'Lo injury, the shutdown risk. Yeah, I think Giddey is probably slightly safer. It's pretty close, though. All right, let's have a look at this. Cat. Nothing that jumps out here. Listen again to decision. Yeah, game time decision. Oh, they're saying hamstring. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's anything serious here. Look, he will want to play. I mean, he's having arguably the best season of his career, and it's been a good career. So, okay, and it looks as though he went through the post-game weight session. So he probably wouldn't. I'm just watching the replay now, actually, which I hadn't seen. Oh, yes, I'm. Yeah, okay. No, so hopefully nothing too serious at this point. Oh, yeah, Steve just put in that he did a workout after the game. That is a very Knicks thing to do, but hopefully, yes. Hopefully he has avoided serious injury and he only misses one game, maybe two. Steve is going to go Keon and pray. Not a gambler. I'm definitely not a gambler. But, yes, when it comes to fantasy, I do tend to probably err on the side of upside rather than safety. And again, it depends on, like, if this is a category league and it's the difference between winning 5-4 and losing 5-4, is there really that much of a difference? It's one category. Probably doesn't matter. That's always my thought. Look at the bigger picture rather than just, it doesn't matter if you don't win the week. If it's a most categories format, each category format. If it's most categories, yes, it makes a difference. So have a look at the settings. And that'll do. I'm going to go and set my lineups. I'm going to go to work. I will be back doing a post-game show this afternoon, 2:33. Yep, it will be a post-game show. It will be a little bit earlier because the last game of the night tips off at 8:30 Eastern. So the show should come around 11 p.m. Eastern, which will be very early for those on the West Coast and wherever else you are. That will do for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, for listening. Please go and download, do all of that stuff. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.